Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Gordon Chang joins us on a regular basis to try to restore some order with some limited success. Gordon is, as you know, is one of the great global thought leaders on geopolitics, especially in the area of the Pacific Rim, especially China. He's at Gordon G. Chang is his Twitter handle. I encourage you to check that out. Hey, Gordon, our last topic here is Taiwan. If I had said to you, as much as you know about all this, if I had said to you 3, maybe 4 years ago that China would violate a 50-year agreement and accelerate their takeover by essentially by force of Hong Kong, would you have said, yeah, I see that happening? Would you have thought that?
Yeah, I think a lot of people felt that China was not going to honor its obligations.
Wasn't
going to
wait that long. So based on that sentiment and that perspective, how much time does Taiwan have?
Well, Taiwan can defend itself, unlike Hong Kong, because it's not part of the People's Republic. It's separated from China by 100 miles of water, the Taiwan Strait. Although some of the islands of Taiwan are actually just a couple miles off of China's shore.
Yeah.
But the main island is can defend itself because
how can they defend themselves? I mean, they can't defend themselves against the might of the CCP.
Well, they've got a capable military, but of course, China has a much larger military, and China has nukes, and Taiwan probably doesn't. But Taiwan needs the help of the international community, which means it needs the help of the United States to defend it. And we have every reason in the world to come to Taiwan's assistance.
We did not defend the Republic of Georgia. We did not defend other place? Yeah, Crimea. We did not defend Hong Kong, basically. What makes the Taiwanese think that they're going to be defended?
Well, that's a great question, and a lot of people in Taiwan do question America's commitment to Taiwan. We don't have a formal mutual assistance treaty like we do with, for instance, Japan or with NATO. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have an Article 5, which is a requirement to come to defense of treaty partners. But we have more than a moral commitment. We have the Taiwan Relations Act. Plus, it's in our interest to defend Taiwan because it is in the center of our Western defense perimeter. It is a vibrant democracy, and we can't allow China, which is attacking the whole notion of democracy, to absorb anyone, especially one as important as Taiwan.
But you're not the spokesperson for Biden, for the Biden-Harris administration. They don't think like you. Like you know, you're thinking logically and properly. Is one of the good things to happen for Taiwan is Europe is starting to understand that China is not an honest broker?
Yes, and you know, we have Britain sending a task force under its Queen Elizabeth aircraft carrier. We have a German frigate in the Indian Ocean. And, of course,
Their presence speaks volumes, don't they?
It speaks volumes. We would like to see more commitment out of the European countries for a number of reasons, because everyone has a stake in a free and independent and democratic Taiwan. But, yes, they're starting to move in that direction because China's pushing everybody by being so belligerent, by violating its obligations on Hong Kong, as you point out, by so many different ways. And, therefore, we've really got to understand what's at stake in the Taiwan Strait.
Yeah. So, last thoughts, Gordon. What do you think at the end of 2023? What do you think we'll be saying about that region over there and China, Taiwan, and the United States? What do you think?
Well, I think it's going to be more in turmoil than it is right now, because we see China trying to dismember its neighbors and absorb Taiwan. And they're going to continue trying, and they're going to continue testing the Biden administration. And they're going to be pushing the United States in directions we don't want to go. But we're going to have to start defending our allies and friends in the region, because if we don't, we're going to be confronting China in
Taiwan. You can read some 1930s history books, can't you? And see what's going on right now. Hey, Gordon, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Jim.
Gordon Chang, ladies and gentlemen. Gordon G. Chang, at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter. Be sure to check that out and follow him wherever. He's one of the smart ones out there now. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.